Florence and the Machine, How I Love You. That song right there, Free, is taken from her most recent album, Dance Fever. We've definitely featured it a few times here on Girly So Groovy. It's one of my absolute favorite songs that was released last year in 2022. One of my absolute favorite Florence and the Machine songs. And you know, there, when I listen to that song, it's going to sound funny for how light and poppy and fun the song sounds, but sometimes I find I tear up when I'm listening to the song, and I could never really figure out why. I wasn't sure if it was just that frenetic energy and movement to the piece. And then I really started listening to the words and realized it's the words that are just shooting an arrow straight through my heart. And I interpret it as what life is like when you live with unchecked and untreated anxiety. The idea of it picks me up, it puts me down 100 times a day, and just the idea of what life can be like and the struggles of what life on that side is like. And then the flip side of that is when it is treated, just that absolute declaration and anthem of being free. And I think just the vulnerability that Florence brings to that song is just, again, tears me up a bit. And I just think it's beautiful songwriting. Anyways, went down a road I wasn't expecting, but let's bring it back. So in the middle, it is new music from an artist that absolutely captures my heart. Lael Neal is her name. Her newest album is called Star Eater's Delight. She released it back in April. It's an album we've been featuring many times here on Girly So Groovy. I came up with this description and I stand by it. The sound of the alternative artist Lael Neal is lo-fi sounds, which sounds like a Dreamworld AM radio station playing the most demented 60s girl group that never was. I think it really sums up just the fun that Lael Neal has in the music that she makes. If you're a fan of US Girls or Florence and the Machine or Sinead O'Connor even, I think you would absolutely love Lael Neal. Before Lael Neal, we heard music from singer-songwriter Regina Spektor. Going back to her breakout third album, Begin to Hope, we heard the song That Time. Okay, speaking of time, let's keep things moving. We're going to dive into music from UK alternative singer-songwriter Nilufer Yanya right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Got to lie, got to realize what this means. Got to earn, got to decide who to please. Got to buy, and you're screaming out on your knees. Thank you.
making her girly, so groovy debut. That is music from Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter Madison Cunningham, who draws on sophisticated jazz, folk, and country influences. I had a chance to see Madison Cunningham open up in concert for Andrew Bird, and ever since then, I've been trying to figure out and find ways to bring her and feature her here on the show, and it's just one of those ones that always became an afterthought or forgot about, and then just thought, no, we need to correct this. I can't believe I've never featured Madison Cunningham here on Girly So Groovy. The song is called Collider Particles. It's from her most recent album. The new album is called Revealer, released just last year. In the middle, it is music from Cloth. Now, Cloth is made up of Glaswegian twins, Rachel and Paul Swinton, who just make textured and dreamy indie rock in all the right ways. The new album is called Secret Measure. It's the duo's sophomore album, released back in May. We heard the song Another, and then starting the set off, it was music from UK singer-songwriter Nilufer Yanya, reaching back to her 2019 debut album, Miss Universe. We heard the song Angels. Coming up in the last half hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Jenny Lewis, Allison Russell, Dominique Fils-Aimée, Cassandra Wilson. But up next, it is a treat for the ages. I don't know what brought this up. You know what? I could probably say I was talking about doing the cover show, talking about it with my husband. And somehow we kind of went down the road talking about really fun and great covers, and we somehow came around to Frente, the band Frente, in many ways, sadly, became a one-hit wonder band in the 1990s with their cover of New Order's Blue Monday. And just thinking about Frente, we both kind of chuckled how we would love to know more and hear more from them. And there was a point, maybe somewhere in the 90s, where I had the cassette tape or compact disc. Not 100% sure, so it was as easy as this. The next time I was at my public library, there, lo and behold, in the CD section was Frente. So, if you are a 90s teen like me, get ready, friends. We're going to have a blast from the past with Frente up next here on Girly So Groovy. No need to rush around.
A shot. I don't with Mopar, Tesla, or Ford. I'm a Chevrolet Angel.